Good to see everyone here.
非常高兴看见大家.
You have a heart to worship the Lord together.
你们大家有没有心来预备好你们的心来敬拜我们的神?
Yes, it's so hot everywhere.
外面是非常的热.
Last night I called my cousin in Massachusetts, Boston, Massachusetts.
昨天晚上我给我在 波士顿的马萨诸塞省波士顿的那个表弟打电话。
She said, "Oh, it's so hot over here."
表妹打电话，她说，那边也是非常的热。
I'm going to see my parents in Japan.
她说要到日本去看她的父母。
I said, "You dare to go back to Japan now?"
你是不是现在要去日本呢？
I heard the drinking water has a problem.
She
said, "Well, either I live here so hot or go back to expose radiation. I don't have any choice."
她说,要么我在这受热,要么我在那受辐射。
Well, the best place is in the house of God.
但是最好的地方是在神的家里。
We can worship together. Okay, let's bow our hands.
让我们一起低头祷告。
Dear Heavenly Father,
天上的父神,
thank you you brought us here.
感谢你把我们带到这儿。
Let our hearts turn to you.
让我们的心转向你。
Because your name is worthy of our praising.
因为你的名是值得称颂。
Your name is the excellent name in the whole earth.
你的名是值得称赞。
Your glory fills the sky.
你的荣耀充满了这个天空。
Your grace today will hover over us.
你的恩典在我们的头上。
Lord, we praise your name.
我们赞颂你的名。
We pray in Jesus' name. Amen.
我们祷告奉耶稣基督名求。 Amen.
Okay, since the summertime, I would like to address the fruit.
因为是夏天，所以我跟大家讲讲果实的。
It's so good if we can go home from outside over 100 degree of temperature and go home to have a cup of fruit juice.
假如从外面那么热的天到了家里，你会假如能够喝上那个饮料，用果汁做的饮料，你会感到非常的舒服。
Oh, it's so good. It cools down.
这个饮料会是让你感觉到。 使你冷下来。
Last week, do you remember the message from our brother Andrew Tiong?
你们记不记得上个星期张弟兄的信息？
He did mention about the Holy Spirit came down in Pentecost.
他告诉我们在那个五旬节圣灵降临下来。
And filled all the people in the room.
他把这个圣灵充满在整个屋里的。
And through this Holy Spirit, now the disciples, they can do something beyond their ability.
用这个圣灵，那些使徒们可以做他们平时不能做的事。
We just read the passage in chapter 3 of Acts.
我们刚刚读了使徒行传第三章。
Here talk about Peter and John cure one crippled beggar.
这边讲到是彼得跟约翰他们怎么样治一个瘸腿的。
This crippled person, he was born like this, like that. He cannot walk.
那个瘸腿的天生就是这样，他不能行走。
And he was carried to outside the temple door. It's called Beautiful, and he was begging everyone whom they are passing by.
他被人家抬到那个叫美门的殿的门口，在那边他就祷告，他就求人家周济。And
this gate is called Beautiful.
这个门是叫美门。Unfortunately,
there is a crippled person there. Probably this gate won't be that beautiful.
但是好像很不幸的是，这个人好像不是那么美。When
people walk in and say, "Let's go through the beautiful gate," but look at this guy. Well, maybe just give him a coin or something.
那些人假如经过那个美门的时候，说这个门是那么美，所以他们也许会给他施舍一点钱。But
one day, John, Peter and John, they passed by this door.
但有一天彼得跟约翰他们经过这个门。
They went into the gate for to get into the temple.
他们要从这里面上殿圣殿去。
And now this beggar used to do the begging and look at these two persons' eyes and hoping to get something.
那个人就看着他们，想祈求他们也周济他。
And Peter looked at this person in his eyes and said, "Silver and gold, I have none."
彼得看着他说，我没有金银。
But I will give you all I have.
但我会给你我有的。
What does Peter and John have?
彼得跟约翰他们有什么呢？
They used to be a fisherman.
他们只不过是渔民。
And I don't think they have much.
他们好像也没什么。
But they say, "I'm going to give all I have to you."
但是他们说我们会把我们所有的都给你。
So beggar look at these two people and say, "Well, maybe they are going to give me something."
Yeah, 所以那个人就看着好像说觉得他们会给他什么东西。
Do you know what did they say to him?
那他们那个约翰彼得对他怎么说呢？
First of all, they say, "In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, walk."
他们说以那个拿撒勒人耶稣基督的名叫你站起来行走。
So they took his hand. Do you know what happened?
所以这样他们就拉着他的手。
This person's feet and ankle suddenly, instantly become strong.
突然间他的脚跟骡子骨都立刻健壮。
Oh, he was so happy.
他是非常的高兴。
He's walking, jumping, and praising God.
他跳起来，站起来，赞美神。
This person is about 40 years old.
他大概是40岁的年龄。
He never walked.
他从来没有行走过。
Now he can walk.
那他现在可以行走了。
He had a strong leg and ankles.
他有强壮的脚跟，骡子骨。
So he was walking, jumping, and praising God.
他能走，他能跳，他能赞美神。
Oh, this is the wonderful things Peter and John did.
这是一个约翰跟彼得做了一个非常美好的事情。
Do you know the people start wondering?
你知道他那周围的人就会感觉很奇怪。
What kind of a power or what kind of a strange thing happened to these two people, they can do such wonderful things.
他们就很惊奇，是什么样的力量使这两个人能够做这样的事？
Go back to the book of Acts and let's look at chapter 3, verse 12.
让我们看使徒行传3章第12节。
When Peter saw this, he said to them, "Men of Israel, why did this surprise you?"
彼得看见就对他们说：“以色列人啊，为什么把这事当作稀奇呢？”
Why do you stare at us as if by our own power or godliness we have made this man walk?
为什么定睛看着我们，以为我们凭自己的能力和虔诚使这个人行走呢？
No, no. You need to look at verse 13. The power of the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, the God of our fathers, had glorified this servant Jesus.
不，你们不应该看着我，应该看在十三章三节里说，亚伯拉罕、以撒、雅各的神就是我们列祖的神，已经荣耀了他的仆人耶稣。You
handed him over to be killed, and you disowned him before Pilate.
你们却把他交给比拉多，比拉多定要释放他，你们竟在比拉多面前弃绝了他。Though
he had decided to let him go,
虽然比拉多定义要释放他。You
disowned the holy, the righteous one, and asked that the murderer to release to you, which is Barabbas.
你们弃绝了那圣洁公义者，反求着释放一个凶手给你们。
You killed the author of life.
你们杀了那生命的主。But
God raised him from the dead.
神却叫他从死里复活。
We are witnesses to this.
我们都为这事做见证。
By faith in the name of Jesus, this man whom you see and know was made strong.
我们因信他的名，他的名便叫你们看见所认识的这个人健壮。It
is Jesus' name and the faith that comes through him that has given this complete healing to him.
正是他所示的信心叫这人在你们众人面前全然好。
This is a complete healing.
这是一个完全的治愈。
And how do they have this kind of power?
他们怎么会有这样的能力呢?
Because the Holy Spirit is in them.
因为圣灵在他们里面。
This year, we focus on walking in Him.
今年我们的主题是, 行走。
Probably you still remember these two verses.
想大家可能记得这两段经节。
Can we read again these two verses?
让我们大家一起读。
You can read in Chinese or English. Alright, let's do that. As you therefore have received Christ Jesus the Lord, so walk in Him, rooted and built up in Him, and established in the faith, as you have been taught, abounding in Him, in thanksgiving. Walking in Him. First of all, we need to walk. I mentioned before, as a parent, you see your child can do the first step. That's very, very, you feel like it's very complimenting.
假如你是作为家长，你看到自己的孩子迈出第一步的时候，你是会非常的高兴。
Because your children, he can walk.
因为你的孩子会行走了。The
second time you see it, you feel like it's very complimenting, which is when he or she is 18 years old, he got into the college, and you wait by, and their car drove out of your driveway, that second time you feel like your son and daughter is grown up.
你非常高兴的另外一个状况是在18岁的时候他们毕业了到学校去参加大学然后你在门口跟他们挥手他们跟你说再见。
We have 6 or 7 high school graduates this year, so I think your parents six. Okay, your parents probably feel very proud. You can walk now.
我们今年有6个高中生毕业去上大学，所以我想你们那些做家长的会非常高兴，因为他们可以自己行走了。Another
time, I think a lot of parents probably will shed their tears when they see you walk.
那另外一个时候，就是你的家长会对自己孩子。 看到他们能够行走，会也许会流泪感动。
When your child walking on the aisle in the wedding ceremony, they will cry.
当你看见你的孩子在那个结婚的婚礼的时候。
My uncle is a very strong person. I never seen he cry at all.
我的叔叔是一个非常强健的人，我从来没看见他哭。硬。
He only had one daughter.
他也只有一个女儿。
I saw him cry when his daughter at the wedding and walking down the aisle, his tears started to shed.
我看见他哭了，那个时候他的女儿在行走在这个婚礼的当中。
Walking in the Lord is very, very important.
在主里面行走是非常非常重要。When
your heart turns to the Lord,
当你的心转向神的时候,
when you walk toward God,
当你走向神的时候,
when you get out of that baptismal, what do you call it? It's the battle. And I think the Lord is very, very pleased.
当你受浸池，你从你受浸池里面出来的时候，我们的神是会非常的高兴。
When you walk to the stage to testify for the Lord, yes, the Lord will be very, very pleased.
当你在这个站在台前为主做见证的时候，神会非常的喜悦。
By the way, next week, make sure to come. We have a person will be baptized.
下个星期我希望大家能一起来有一个会受浸。There
are a couple more places I'd like you to read together with me. The first place is from John 15, 1 through 5.
另外两个地方我想跟大家一起读。那第一个是在约翰福音第15章,1到第5节。Here
I'm talking about something very, very crucial.
在这所讲的是一个非常重要的事情。
and from Jesus.
是耶稣所说的。
Only verse 1 through 5, let's all read together.
只是第五十五章一到五节，我们一起来读。
I am the true vine, and my Father is the gardener. He cuts off every branch in me that bears no fruit, yet every branch that does bear fruit, he prunes it, so that it will be even more fruitful. You are already clean because of the word I have spoken to you. Remain in me, and I will remain in you. No branch can bear fruit by itself.It must remain in the vine, neither can you bear fruit unless you remain in me. I'm the vine, you are the branches. If a man remains in me and I in him, he will bear much fruit. Apart from me, you do nothing. Apart from me, you do nothing.
假如离开了我, 你们就不能做什么。
Another place I want you to turn with me to Galatians.Chapter 5, verse 22 and 23.
另外一个地方是加拉太书第五章二十二节二十三节。
And again, we will read in your language. That'll be fine.
我们大家一起用自己的语言来读。
22. But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. Okay, we can just stop here. So when the person received the Lord,
当一个人接受了主,
gradually he will feel like the Holy Spirit has dwelt in him.
慢慢他会觉得那个他被圣灵充满。
And this Holy Spirit is leading and guiding this person's life.
这个圣灵就会引导这个人的生活。
So there are a few questions we'd like to answer together.
我想我们会有一些答案，对于一些问题我会有一些答案。
What is the fruit as we walk in Him?
什么是我们遵他而行的果子？
Yes, they already are talking about this. You count it, it will be 9 fruits.
好像在这边讲到有九种果子。
Love, joy, peace.
仁爱、喜乐、和平。
Patience, kindness.
忍耐、恩慈。
Sometimes patience is called long suffering.
有些时候仁爱是说是 自我的承受。
是一个长期的患难，
长期的患难。
And goodness,
良善。
Also faithfulness,
信实。
Sometimes faithfulness is also called fidelity.
信实有的是忠诚。
And gentleness, sometimes called meekness.
温柔有的是说谦卑。
And self control.
还有一个就是节制。
So you look at this fruit.
你看这些果子
，some are sweet，
有些是甜的
；some are sour，
有些是酸的
；and some are zestful，
有些是
zeal or enthusiastic，
涩的
yeah.
苦涩的。
Well, it's a little bit more 热忱的，
热忱的， yeah. 热忱的。
The sweet kind, I can put it. How about the gentleness?
甜的我可以说比方说是温柔。
Goodness, I put in a sweet.
良善也是甜的。
Kindness also sweet.
那恩慈也是甜的。
And zestful, I would say love.
那个热忱我们可以说比方说有仁爱是热忱。
Joy,
比方说喜乐。
Faithfulness,
比方说信实，这些都是热忱。
Some fruit are sour，
但有些果实是苦涩，是酸的。
Lemon or other things probably you can feel is kind of sour。
像柠檬好像是酸的。
And long suffering，
那比方说那个忍耐。
Meekness，
比方谦卑。
Self control。
比方自我控制
，those are kind of sour，
这好像是酸的。
But God made those fruit too。
但是神也要神也创造那些的果实。
So when this person can walk and jump and praising God, what kind of fruit he has? He receives.
那我们看到这个人他可以跳起来站起来又行走。 那这个什么样的果子呢?
I can say he has joy, yes.
我们可以从他当中看到喜乐。
And I think he feels like the love from God.
你也可以看到他有仁爱。
And he feels like the kindness too.
也许也感受到那个恩慈。
He's been sitting there for 40 years, now he can walk and jumping.
因为他在那边坐了40年了, 现在他终于可以站起来跳了。
I think he sensed the goodness of God.
他感受到神的恩慈。
I think he feels like God is faithfulness.
我想他也感受到神的信实。
I've been waiting here for so many years, finally someone gave me the healing.
好像在他在这边他等了这么长的年岁，但是终于神给了他的那个果实。
I think he also feels the sour fruit too.
我想他也会有一个体会，就是那个酸的果子。
Long suffering.
因为有很长时间的忍耐。
A lot of time we ask the Lord, why this long?
有时候我们会问，为什么要需要那么长的时间？
Why this happened to that person?
为什么那个事情会对那个人发生？
I love the Lord, why this happened to me?
虽然我爱神，为什么这个事情会在我身上发生？
This is so sour fruit.
这个是好像酸的果子。
But later on we'll see God will use a sour fruit too.
后面我们会看到神是怎么样用那些酸的果子。
Now, second question is ask, who can bear such the fruit?
第二问题就是谁能够结这样的果子呢?
Unless you are filled with the Holy Spirit.
假如你是圣灵充满的。
Unless you receive the name of the Lord Jesus.
除非你是接受神的名。
Very hard. We don't have this kind of fruit can grow.
那我们否则的话，我们是不能结出这样的果子。
Just like we have just read in Colossians 2:7.
比方说，我们可以读在这哥罗西书2:7.
Unless we are rooted and grounded in Him.
除非我们在他里面生根建造。
Otherwise, it's very hard to have this kind of the fruit.
我们生命 否则我们的生命很难结出这样的果子。
Also from John 15, it mentioned about abiding principle.
在约翰福音15章第4节我们讲到的是在它里面藏在它里面。
The vine or branches cannot leave the tree and grow fruit.
那个枝子是不能离开树。
That's why it's so important we need to gather in the name of the Lord.
这是为什么我们要在一起接在一起，跟我们的名，神在一起。
Even summertime we travel, but we still can do that too.
即便是在暑假我们到外面出去旅行，我们也是要跟神的名在一起。
We have seen so many our short-term mission warriors and they're back.
我们还看到我们这边有许多短宣的勇士们回来
including Chris.
包括Chris.
I saw him on Friday, I was so happy.
我看见他星期五，我看到他，他非常高兴。
And he said he's missed church here.
他非常想念这边的教会。
I said, well, so good, maybe we have some fruit, so I'll attract him to come.
好像我们需要一些果子来吸引他。
Yes, if we live in Him, we can always have this kind of fruit.
假如我们在他里面生根建造，我们就会有这样的果子。
Also, the one who planted by rivers of water.
另外一个就是我们要栽在那个溪水旁。
Just like in Psalm 1:3, if we away from water, we cannot survive.
就像诗篇一章第三节所，诗篇第一章讲的那样，就是说，假如我们离开了水，我们就会枯干。This
living water is flow from the throne.
因为这个活水是从那个宝座上流下来。And
to nourish all the plants along the riverside.
它是会营养那所有在这个溪水旁的
We all need to live by this river.
我们都要在这个河旁, 生命的活水旁生长。
And remember, Brother Wu Hao mentioned about walking in the light. So letting the sap of Holy Spirit produce in us.
我们记得那个吴浩弟兄在跟我们分享的时候，就是说要在生活在光中。 这边就讲光明所结的果子就是一切良善、公义和诚实。
Yes, inside the branches there is a sap, and that will nourish all the leaves and the fruits.
在那个果子，那个树枝里面，它会有那个有果实。
I mentioned about the sour fruits.
我刚刚提到了那些酸的果子。
Sometimes we don't like it.
有的时候我们不喜欢它。
I remember my mother say she cannot handle any sour fruits.
我记得我的妈妈说她不能吃任何酸的果子。
Orange, strawberry, or don't mention about the lemon. She never used it.
不管是橙子还是草莓，当然是柠檬，她从来不用柠檬。
She only want to taste the sweet one.
她只喜欢那个甜的果子。
If the orange, she cut it and she tasted one slice, and she will say, "Robert, that's yours."
他假如把那个橙子切开，他先尝一下是不是甜。不甜的话，他就会说 "Robert, 这是你的."
Because it's too sour for me.
因为对他来说太酸了。God
also used the sour fruit.
但是神也是用酸的果子。Even
though long suffering, we don't like it.
虽然说长期的。 忍耐是对我们来说我们不愿意。
But Lord used it.
但是神还是用它。
Probably you know the lady, she's been doing the testimony for the Lord for many years.
我不知道你们知不知道有一个为神做见证的女士。
She's from Holland. She's her name is Terry Corey. Tambun.
他的名字是 Corey Tambun.
In World War II, because her family hiding some Jewish people in her house.
二次大战的时候，因为他的家庭藏了一些那个犹太人。
Of course, her family was found out by German soldiers, and they all put in a concentration camp.
就后来被那个纳粹发现，就把他们全都放在难民营里。
Her dad and her sister died in the camp.
她的父亲跟她的姐姐姐妹死在那个集中营。She
came out alive.
但是她活出来，她活着。
We know she did a lot of good testimony.
她做了很多的见证。And
she also wrote a book. What's the book's name? It's a secret room. Hiding place, yes.
就是他写了一本书叫《密室》。
I know several people already read this book.
我知道有些人读了他的书。
If you haven't read it yet, I would recommend you to kind of borrow it from library and flip it through.
假如你还没有看他的书，你们可以从图书馆借出来看一下。
What I want to say is her last 10 years on earth.
我想跟大家说的是这个最后十年，她最后的十年。
She had done all she can to witness for the Lord, to testify for the Lord.
她做了很多的为主做见证的事情。
I think the Lord is so pleased for this lady.
那我想神是，主是应该对她非常满意的。
One time, she was close to the Lord praying, and the angel appeared to her.
有一次他在神祷告，那个天使向他显现。Angel
say, "You have 10 more years to live."
天使对他说，你有十年可以活，你还有十年可活。Oh,
she was so happy.
她非常的高兴。And
she went out to buy two suitcases.
她去买了两个旅行箱。She
said, "Well, maybe I can still do the traveling."
她想去各地旅行。First
5 years.
前五年
Unfortunately, she got very ill.
她得了一个很严重的病。
She cannot walk around.
她不能行走。
Of course, she cannot travel.
她当然不能旅行。
And she was so down because of why you, the Lord promised I have 10 more years to live.
她也感到有点沮丧，因为她觉得好像神对她许愿有十年可以活。
These 10 years must be the glorious years, and I can travel everywhere to witness, testify for you.
她觉得这会是一个非常荣耀的十年，是可以她到处旅行，为她做见证。
See, I bought two new suitcases so I can travel.
我也就他已经准备买了两个旅行箱去为神做见证。
How come I'm so ill that I cannot walk anymore?
为什么他觉得为什么我这么病重是我不能为你去旅行
？I'm suffering just in the house, long suffering.
是很长时间的痛苦。
The end of 5 years, angel appeared to her again.
在五年结束的时候，那个天使对他又再次显现。
And this time, angel say, "Lord knows you are suffering."
他说神神知道你是主知道你是受苦。
And there are two choices for you.
对你来说有两个选择。
I can take you home right now.
我现在可以带你回天家。
To reduce your suffering.
这样减低你的痛苦。
But the second choice is, yeah, you still have 5 years.
第二个选择是你还有另外还有五年。
But this 5 years won't be easy for you.
那另外那个五年对你来说也是不容易的。
You will be still in bed and you cannot walk.
你仍然是会躺在床上，你也不能行走。
And she said, "Lord, this is not fair."
她说这个是不公平，对我不公平。
I've been serving you for so long, and how come my last 10 years like this?
我为你侍奉那么长的时间，为什么我最后的十年是这个样子？
And I still have 5 more years to go.
我还有五年要这样，我还要再活五年。
But she asked angel one question.
她问了天使一个问题。
Which one I can glorify God more? Which choice? I go home now, or I suffer 5 more years? Which one can glorify God more?
我那哪一个方式可能更荣耀神？
Angel told her, 5 more years on earth.
他说，天使对他说，五年在世上。
And she said, I will choose that.
他说，我会选择这个方式。
So, she already done a lot of good testimony for the Lord.
她已经对神做了很多的见证。
From radio, from news media, her and everybody here, her testimony.
从电台，从报纸，许多人听到她的见证。
But the last 5 years, the Lord sealed it.
最后五年，她就没有。
The Lord sealed all her testimony.
Sealed.
Just make sure all this testimony is inside the believers.
那封闭把那个把那所有的见证都封闭起来。
It won't turn around.
它不会
turn over. But all the people heard this testimony will be inside all the listeners.
那些所有的见证都会藏在那些听者的心里。
Long suffering, the Lord can use it.
很长时间的痛苦也是神也能够用它。
Even though we feel like this is sour, we don't want it.
好像我们觉得这是很酸，我们不愿意接受它。
But the Lord can use it.
但神也是可以用它。
So, brother and sister, that's what I learned.
所以弟兄姐妹。
Even though we see some brother and sister, they love the Lord so much.
我们有时候看见我们的弟兄姐妹对主非常的爱。
And why did things happen to them?
那为什么那样的事情，有些事情会发生在他们身上？
The Lord is using the fruits.
因为主是用他们身上的果子。
Even though it's sour.
虽然那是酸的果子。
But the name of the Lord got glorified.
但神的名会被宣扬。
Now let's see another question.
还有一个问题。
Why we need to bear this fruit?
为何我们需要结果子？
From Romans 6:22.
罗马书6:22节。
He did mention about we are to bear fruit unto holiness.
就是有成圣的果子,
and be filled with the fruits of righteousness.
为这仁义的果子,
and which are by Jesus Christ to the glory and praise of God.
叫荣耀称赞归于神,
just like in the Philippians 1:11.
就像腓立比书一章十一节,
also in Psalm 92:14.
还在诗篇92篇里面14章,
he said that God's children will still bear fruit in old age.
他们说他那边说他们年老的时候仍要结果子,
and they will stay fresh and flourish.
要满了将至而常发青.
It's kind of hard when you grow old, is that right?
好像你变老的时候这个就会非常困难.
Last Monday I went to my went to office.
上星期一我到我办公室,
there's an old professor, he's I think he's near 75.
有个年长的教授, 他大概是75岁.
I respect him very much.
我对他非常尊重.
He was teaching management.
他是教授管理学.
He has all the experience.
还有许多的经历.
And that was the last day for him.
那是最后的一天.
He was packing.
So I
went to his office and said goodbye to him.
那我到他的办公室，我要跟他说再见.
Because I admire him.
因为我非常的欣赏他.
He's a professor. He dared to put cross on his office.
因为他是一个教授，他是愿意把那个十字架放在自己办公室.
I remember the very first day I met him in school.
我记得第一天在学校里跟他相见.
He came over and said hello to me.
他跟我说, hello,
呃, he said, Robert, are you ready?
他说, Robert, 你是不是准备好了?
I said, am I ready for what?
我准备什么呢?
Ready to throw the pearls to the pigs.
把你的珍珠撒给猪.
I really don't know how to answer this kind of question.
我不知道我怎么样回答这样的问题.
Second day, I came over to him.
第二天我去见他.
I said, Dr. Finney.
他说，菲尼博士,
I don't have many pearls.
我没有很多的珍珠.
But I come here to collect pearls.
我在这边是来接受那个珍珠.
Oh, he stood up and said, Robert, that's right.
他说，对, Robert, 你这个想法是对的.
Jesus, he looked at us as a pearl.
耶稣看我们, 我们是他的珍珠.
We know pearls from long suffering, is that right?
我们知道这个珍珠是产自于那个长期的痛苦.
Because they have some external rocks or anything inside their shell. So through the years, they just come out something to becomes the pearl. We like it.
因为那个是小石子或者沙进到那个蚌的里面, 所以很长时间,要经过很长时间才能形成.
Well, we want to stay fresh and nourished.
我们要常发青.
Even though this professor is 75, I feel like he still stay fresh and fresh.
好像虽然那个教授他75岁了, 但是我觉得他好像充满了将至而常发青.
When he advises students, he always use some wisdom word.
当他对给他的学生做帮助的时候, 他总是用一些非常有智慧的话语.
Sometimes I can sense that word is from Bible. Of course he didn't say, I quote it from which chapter, which verse, but in his vocabulary, in his sentence, I can sense here is the wisdom from God.
虽然他不会说他是从圣经哪个章节里面引用这些话语, 但是他的话语我感觉到这是从神那边来的.
Okay, let's look another question.
那还有一个问题,
how can you bear the fruit?
那怎么样才能结果子?
Yes, we already read that. We know we need to abide in him like branches abide in the vine.
我们知道我们已经读过了，就是枝子要藏在那个藏在树里面，藏在葡萄树上.
Other than that, we cannot bear any fruit.
不然的话，我们不能够结果子.
And also, in Matthew mentioned about we have to like the light. We may the people can see our good works and glorify your Father in heaven.
马太福音这边讲到的就是你们的光要这样照在人前，叫他们这样荣耀归给，将荣耀归给你们天上的父。
And when the people see the trees, they know by your fruit.
凡树木看果子就可以认出它来。
As from Luke 6:44.
在路加福音六章四十四节。
Did you see that boysenberry?
这是
桑葚。
桑树。
桑葚 ，yes, boysenberry. Boysenberry is crossbreed from three berries.
这个是三种不同的果子，树结出来的果子。
And this rosenberry is invented in California, Southern California.
这个是在加州他们搞做出来的。
Yes, it tastes sour.
尝起来是非常有点酸的。
And this farm raising a boy boysenberry, and today is the theme park.
培养这个树的那个农场现在是一个主题公园。
There are two couples, one couple.
有一个夫妇。
Because of a economic hard time, they moved to Southern California.
因为经济的困境，他们到了南加州。
And they grow fruit.
他们在那边培植果树。
Only thing they have is the fruit stands. 水果摊
啊，这所有的只是一个水果，他们所有的只是一个小小的水果摊。
And because of California, many it is berries, all kind of berries.
加利福尼亚的气候很适宜这个果实生长。
So he, they grow and sell this the fruit in their fruit stand.
他们在这个水果摊上销售他们的果子。
And they went through a very difficult time, 1930, which is an economic recession.
在大萧条的时候，1930年代的时候，他们就经历了那样的过程。
But they are very diligent.
他们是非常的辛劳。
The wife they use a rosenberry. Her husband crossbreed. There's three kind of berries, and she made pies.
她的丈夫又用这三种果实果子互相之间交配出来这样一种果子，他们用这个来做饼。
And the word spread out, and people like this kind of a rosenberry pie.
那许多人听到了这个，就他们喜欢这样的这个饼。
So people started to come to buy their product.
这他们就到他们许多人就到他们的摊上来买他的东西。
And more and more, because of so many people, they start to build their tea house.
许多人就在他附近建造那些茶室。
So people can come to buy berries and taste ladies' pie.
那些人就可以在吃他的饼，然后喝茶。
And business went so well, so they bought 20 acres of land.
生意好像很好，结果他们就买了20亩地。
And they start to serve dinner too.
他们也开始有些晚餐。
They start to serve a southern style fried chicken.
他们也卖那个炸鸡。
And business went so well. First night they opened their restaurant, only 8 people.
第一天他们开店的时候有八个人。
And about 10 years later, they are serving 4,000 meal a night.
十年以后，他们有四千个人来吃饭。
And now this place expanded to the theme park.
到现在这个变成一个主题的公园。
It's called a nut berry farm.
那个是果实的那个农场。
I think Andy probably have been there. That's in California, Southern California. Maybe Edie, you know that. It's 160 acres, theme park.
是160亩大的那个一个主题公园。
That's the very first one in the United States. The first one.
这是美国第一个主题公园。
So from a very humble, small fruit stands.
好像从一开始是一个非常谦卑的那个名字。
They just sell very simple fruit.
Yeah, 就是卖一个很简单的果实。
Now they attract million people to their park.
现在他们能够吸引上百万的人到他们的公园。
Don't feel like you're just doing something nobody knows.
刚开始的时候，好像他们做的一些都是没人注意的这件事情。
You're serving the Lord. You feel like my little fruit. Nobody sees it.
好像那个果实是没有人注意到。
But you never know. Someday we'll use the fruit to glorify His name.
你会不会知道有一天也许这个果子会来荣耀他的名。
In Chinese, there is a lady I want to let you know.
在中国有一个姐妹。
And she grew up in Nanjing. She was born in Nanjing area.
她是在南京出生的。
And probably some of you probably heard about her book.
也许你们有些人听到过她的书。
And Queen of the Dark Chamber, that's people call her.
那些别人是叫她叫暗室之后。
Her family has 24 kids.
她的家庭有24个孩子。
She's number 18.
她是第十八个。
And at home, she's not happy at all.
在家里她一点不高兴。
Only thing attract her is the foreigner or the people they can speak English.
对他来说比较有吸引力的是那些能够说英文的。
So she went to two mission schools.
他去那些传道人的学校。
And what she liked to learn is language.
他只是想学英文。
At that time, she said, "I went to a mission school. I will keep my ears shut. I'm not going to hear any gospel."
他说他不要去听那个福音，他只是想学英文。
But one day, one pastor from the United States went there, preached to in the school.
有一天，从那个有一个从美国去的那个传道士给他在那边传道。
She opened her eyes and received the Lord.
她睁开了眼，她接受了主。
She went home to tell her parents and her family was so upset.
她告诉她的父母，她的父母非常的愤怒。
Use some teasing word to her and say, "You receive those foreign belief or foreign faith?"
他们嘲笑她，你怎么会接受那个外国人的教？
But she has a peace and joy in her heart.
但她在心里有那个平安。
She still come down at home.
她在家里有平安。
Do you know later on how many people she led to the Lord from her family?
你知道她在她家庭有带多少人去信主？
About 55.
有55个人她被带她信主。
Unfortunately, she has some kind of long suffering.
不幸的是她也有一个很长时间的那个痛苦。
But the Lord used her long suffering.
但是主用了她的那个痛苦。
First of all, is her fiance left her.
首先是她的那个她的未婚夫离开她。
They met at church.
他们在教会里面相识。
But fiance somehow they disowned Jesus and left church.
但是她的那个未婚夫离开了主。
So she stayed single all her life.
所以她就一个人一直是单身。
Secondly, she had malaria disease.
第二个就是她有一个疟疾。
So that give her very hard to walk around, and also she cannot see light or the big noise.
她的这个疟疾使她不能在外边行走，而且她也不能见光，不能听到嘈杂的声音。
All she lives is in her little room, and then the curtain need to shut during the daytime.
她只是住在一个小屋里，把那个窗帘全都放下。
She went through World War II Japanese concentration camp.
她也经历了二次大战的日本的那个集中营。
She suffered quite a bit in the camp.
她也在那个集中营里受了许多磨难。
Afterward, she had chance to move to Pennsylvania, Paradise, Pennsylvania.
二战之后，她离开到了那个宾夕法尼亚州的Paradise 那个城市。
And of course, her illness, the Lord did not take away.
当然她的命病，神没有，主没有拿走。
And how can she serve the Lord? You cannot go outside the room. You're afraid of light. You're afraid of noise.
那在这样的情况下，她怎么样侍奉我们的主呢？
This is a very sour situation.
这是一个非常酸的果子。酸的情形。酸的情形。
But the Lord done something amazingly.
但是主在她身上做了非常令人惊奇的事。The
Lord draw people to her house.
那主把那个其他的人吸引到她的房间里。People
like to listen to her testimony.
许多人愿意到她那边去听她的见证。A
lot of people, because of her, a lot of broken souls and a lot of lost souls got saved.
因为就是因为她，那许多有些那个失落的魂灵被拯救。This
is a sour fruit.
这是一个非常酸的果子。But
the Lord used it.
但是我们主还是用了它。
Let's make a conclusion for today.
让我们在这里做一个结论。If
we walk in Jesus,
如果我们遵主而行,
our fruit is a gift from Him.
我们的果子乃是神的礼物。Not
because we can produce,
不是因为我们自己可以产生,
but because He gave us as a gift.
而是因为他给我们的礼物。We
are willing to do the witness for the Lord to glorify Him.
我们的见证是神得着荣耀的果子。Make
sure to come next week. We are going to have a lot of testimony from mission trip or from CYIA.
下个星期我们有许多那个见证，有那些短宣的见证，有 CYIA 的见证。God
wants us to bear fruit. Not only so, He said, bear more fruit.
我们不仅需要果子，而且果子更多，结更多的果子。
Much fruit.
更多的果子.
What's more fruit and much fruit?
那个果子更多跟多结果子是差别在哪？
More fruit is a quantity.
更多的果子是一个数量。
Much fruit is a quality.
那个果子更多是更好的质量。
Every spiritual fruit has their role. Very significant, specific role in our Christian life.
每个圣灵的果子都有特定的重要的特色，在我们那个基督徒的生命。
We like the sweet fruit. We like the zestful fruit.
我们喜欢那些甜的或者热心的果子。
We don't like sour fruit.
我们不喜欢那个酸的果子。
But the Lord also used them.
但是我们主还是用他们。
You say, I'm not a pastor, I'm not a missionary, and only a little brother and sister in church.
你会说我不是牧师，我也不是那个传道人，我只不是一个信徒。
Wherever the Lord or the God place you, that's the place you need to display your fruit.
不然神放我们在何处，何处就是我们需要显现我们果子的地方。
Maybe in the kitchen.
也许是在厨房里面,
maybe in the factory.
也许在工厂里面,
maybe in the office.
也许在办公室里面,
maybe in school.
也许在学校里面,
that's the place you need to display the fruit.
这些地方你都可以展现你的果子。
The Lord will use you.
因为神主会用你。
Attract people to Him.
因为把那个其他人去吸引到他面前。
Let's bow our head and pray.
让我们低头祷告。
Dear Heavenly Father,
天上的父亲,
you want us to abide in you.
你要让我们活在你里面。
Away from you, we can do nothing.
假如离开你们，离开你，我们什么也不是。
You want, sometimes you prune us.
有些时候,
你修剪我们。
你修剪我们。
We don't feel good.
我们好像觉得不高兴。
Sometimes we feel like we are. It seems that we are far away from you.
好像有的时候我们感觉我们远离你。
But Lord, you want us to come back to you.
主，你要我们转向你。
You want us to repent and come back, abide in you.
让我们忏悔，然后回到你的里面。
Through us, you can grow all kinds of fruit.
通过我们，我们可以结出各种各样的果子。
Some are sweet.
有些是甜的,
some are zestful.
有些是热情的,
some are sour.
有些是酸的,
but you can use them all.
但是你可以用所有的果子。
Lord, we are willing to build more fruit.
主啊, 我们愿意结更多的果子,
and also build much fruit.
我们结更好的果子。
May your name be glorified.
让你的名被荣耀。
We pray in Jesus' name.
我们祷告奉耶稣基督名求。
Amen.
Amen.